think that these, the three advisory bodies were selected on the basis of being scientifically neutral and respectable and international, with access to expertise in all the fields that we needed to be able to cover. I think that IUCN has done a reasonable job. I think that we have a good network of expertise. Jim Thorsell was very, very strict. He was more strict than I was, frankly. Maybe I was a little more political than Jim. But, you know, Jim was able to discourage the Americans from nominating Glacier because he said, well, we already have enough in the Rocky Mountains, including where he lived. So, you know, that was kind of a lot of fun. So I think that IUCN did a perfectly okay job. I think ICRAM and ICOMOS are way too easy. So if you look at the Libyan World Heritage Sites, it's like every Roman ruin in all of Libya is a World Heritage Site. And I was just in Italy over the weekend, and I went to a meeting in a World Heritage Site, which is the town of Mantova. And yeah, there were some amazing things within the town, but naming the whole town a World Heritage Site when it's, I don't know, yeah, it just doesn't quite. I think there are way too many cultural sites, frankly, and so I don't think that they've been nearly as strict in following the convention as IUCN has been on the natural sites. And so there are many more cultural sites than natural. Now, having said that, you could also make the argument that, well, you know, there are many more cultural things that are of outstanding universal value, or should be. Well, okay, but how well are they being managed?